Good morning, dear friends. Good morning, Rav. We're grateful for the opportunity we received. We came to this lesson. Good morning, Rav. This whole week, we've been doing all the preparations, both tents. We came to a state that we want to do just one thing, bring contentment to the Creator and contentment to the world, clear to Rav, to everyone. So I wrote a few sentences. To be in the right intention during the lesson. Let's not drown in the sea. Connect above all the differences that the Creator shows us, but we will not drown in the sea. We will hold on to each other, especially when we fall, but we will not drown in the sea. We might feel disconnected, but nothing can separate us. Only the Creator. So we'll cry out to the Creator, but we will not drown in the water, in the sea. Only the connection between us that we create, called Arvut, and thanks to the love of friends, we will not drown in the sea of the will to receive. Together, friends, thank you very much. PT24, please.
Yes, friends. So that's a topic we decided for preparation, praise and gratitude. This topic is exciting and it touches each of us, heart of each of us, and our relation to life. And if you're in Nebuch, you have a lot to be grateful for. It's truly to live from or out of gratitude. We were chosen by the light to be with friends who are soldiers of love. So who gave this to us and how to be grateful? Think about the path that has been paved for us. So let us take this moment to gather all the gratitudes in the hearts of each of us, and we'll take everything we've received until this moment and what's before us in the lesson, and we'll enter together with gratitude.
Abash writes, we thank and praise you for the good we have received from you. It is, as our sages said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. The reason is that one who believes that the Creator is merciful and gracious and that he desires to do good to the creations has room for prayer. This is why we must first establish the praise of the Creator, meaning a person himself should establish praise of the Creator.
An active workshop. How, with the help of praise and gratitude, do we build a connection with the Creator? Again, how, with the help of praise and gratitude, do we build the connection with the Creator?
That's
a tough question. First of all, Kabbalists explain to us that even if you don't feel it instinctively, you have to start from praise and gratitude, which already, to some extent, directs our heart in the right direction, even if we don't feel it at that moment.
Yes, and that's exactly the right onset. When from the unreasonable gap, starting from a place where we cannot reach Him from our lowly state, we come to a place where we are confident on walking with faith above reason, for Him to give us this confidence.
Praise and gratitude basically, in a way, kind of fixates the greatness of the Creator. It establishes and stresses that He has the power to allow, to enable anything.
Yes, praise and gratitude also organize us to be joyful from the connection we have in this group, in this ten. It's an opportunity and a responsibility that was given to us. Then it gives us an opportunity to build upon that, the prayer to the Creator, because we cannot have a real connection with the Creator from a place of sadness. We have to have happiness with this connection.
There's something tricky here. Usually, praise and gratitude come in the end. You succeeded and you're happy with yourself. Here, it has to be in the beginning. You begin with it, meaning first you praise the Creator and then you pray. So it's not clear to the will to receive. It's as if it requires changing the attitude into the desire to bestow, so that we have the right praise and gratitude toward the prayer. I don't know. Add.
Yes. In order to think about something besides our nature, we have to have praise and gratitude. Some greatness, some words that can warm up our hearts to give us strength to really think outside our will to receive, our nature. And put us in a state where we, along with the friends, above our nature, along with the upper force.
Because basically the starting point is that we got a lot from the Creator. The minute you become aware of the possibility of the existence of such a force, loving, giving, and you've received so much, that the first point of contact is, first of all, to relate to what you received consciously, to the fact that it came from someone, something, some force. So first you want to thank Him that you're even aware of it, that you're alive, that you have some contact with it. So that's the starting point. The first step toward balancing this contact. Afterwards, you can start asking for things to organize the connection more deeply. But that's the first thing.
Yes, I also just thought that it obligates some scrutiny, some relation between the person and the Creator, that first of all, before you come with some complaints to the upper force to change something for me or to do something, first of all, I should put myself in a state of gratitude for I am the smaller one. He's the big one. I just bow down my head to him, and I know that whatever he does.
Second excerpt, Rabash writes in the article, The Merit of the Little One. It is known that the whole kli vessel to receive the abundance is praise and gratitude. The more one expands the kli with this desire, the more one can taste the flavor of the abundance. The abundance itself is like an ocean. There is one who draws with a thimble, and there is one who draws with a bucket, and so forth. It is all measured according to the kli, to the vessel. If we say that the praise and gratitude are the kli, for according to the feeling, so is the gratitude, since if one prevails as soon as he feels the salvation of the Creator and gives praise and thanks, by this he sustains and extends the abundance more powerfully and more strongly.
Let's build together in the ten a vessel of praise and gratitude for the Creator. Again, let's build together in the ten a vessel of praise and gratitude for the Creator.
So, we want to express gratitude for the dedicated treatment where the Creator leads us on the middle line, where he increases our inclination and help made against us, and also gives us a reforming light so we can correct and in this way reveal his qualities, the purpose of creation.
Yes, that somehow we were rewarded with being chosen to sit every day in front of the books to get Rav's guidance, and we have an opportunity together to weave this vessel of equivalence of form for him to be revealed.
And even if we are on this path of the Kabbalists, and we cannot even know the great gap, and we're thankful for the opportunity to serve and be a part of those who build you.
Okay. Praise and gratitude require happiness. We have to be happy, so we need to smile. So let's smile, smile. So we're smiling, we're happy, and we're thanking, we're grateful for the opportunity to incorporate with each other. We thank the Creator and we thank our Rav that give us this opportunity to be connected.
We're also thankful for the opportunity and the responsibility we have to annul ourselves before each other and before you. And out of this vessel of mutual annulment and the responsibility we feel to also become light, a light for the whole world.
Yes, we can already feel that without our common vessel, we can't really be in praise and gratitude. Meaning, if you give some toy to the will to receive, it will be grateful. But here it's the complete opposite of the will to receive. But if we have an environment, it affects you. So you can be grateful every morning that you wake up for the purpose of creation, to be part of the ones who lead the correction for the concealed abundance. It's very special, very lifting. Makes you proud in a good way. So, thank you.
Yes, we have Rav and a group and the books. We have friends from the whole world together with us. The Creator who confirms, who approves us of doing this work, and the whole world supports us. They really want us to succeed and go above reason in order to bring the light of life to all the created beings. It is giant, this opportunity we have in our hands. So let's appreciate it, friends, and pray that we can do our part.
Lately. A great gratitude for waking us up for the lesson, bringing us back to life and with this desire, bringing us to the lesson, igniting us again towards the purpose of creation, having such a group, such a tent, such a big vessel, and humanity is ready, our teacher is ready. Really. Thank you for being able to be part of the general wonderful correction.
Prayer. Dear Creator, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the opportunity to reveal our opposite trait from you in order to correct it with your great mercy. Please help us build the vessel for the whole world in order to give you contentment and bring true peace all over the world. We are all your sons who long to be a passageway for the light of love and abundance for all. Amen. May it be your will.
Dear Creator, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the opportunity to reveal our opposite trait from you in order to correct it with your great mercy. Please help us build the vessel for the whole world in order to give you contentment and bring true peace all over the world. We are all your sons who long to be a passageway for the light of love and abundance for all. Amen. May it be your will.